Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. We are honoring the big boys today, the guys on the front line, Al, and we have put together our guest list accordingly. A man who played for 8 seasons of the NFL in the trenches, offensive line. He is a local guy, and he knows football. Our football expert, the great Ross Tucker, is with us. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
All right, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Ross, I can't believe I'm asking you this because I was yelling and screaming earlier in the game when Nick Sirianni was running Miles Sanders right near his own end zone. Is Sirianni making big strides as a head coach in the NFL right now?
Yes, he clearly is. And honestly, it shouldn't be that surprising, right? I mean, it was his first time as a head coach, first time as a play caller. It's his defensive coordinator's first time. It's his special teams coordinator's first time. It would almost be weird, Angelo, if they hadn't made mistakes, if they didn't need to learn on the job a little bit. I mean, think about when they throw somebody on the radio or any job out there. There's going to be some bumps early. And I think it took him a few weeks to figure out what the strengths of this team are and, quite frankly, how to best use Jalen Hurts.
All right, you do understand we were telling him from the very beginning he needed to run the ball behind that huge and awesome offensive line. That is clear. Now, do you know he ran it 50 times on Sunday? Russ, is that amazing to you?
Well, so a couple of things. Number one, maybe that's the adjustment he made. He finally started listening to us on WIP.
I hope so.
And that's why he's run the ball. Well, you know, I got to say, though, the running numbers are all, in my mind, now, you know, I played a long time ago now at this point, but a little skewed because of just how often Hurts takes off on a passing play. You know, I mean, that's at least 3 to 5 times a game where Hurts will run. But still, 50 carry. I mean, even if you take away 45 carry, everything they're doing is really unheard of. Man, I was on some pretty good offensive lines. You never run for over 200 yards in the NFL. It just doesn't happen. It just, you never do that. If you run for over 150, you feel really, really good. I'd have to go back and see if there were very many, if any, games where the team I was on ran for over 200 yards. You just don't do that.
242 yards against the number one defense against the run in the NFL. Russ, I want to play something for you, and I want you to tell us what this feels like as somebody who's on the offensive line in the best football league in the world, the NFL. So it's the second quarter, and Nick is dialing something up that he sees work, so he keeps pounding it. I'm going to play 5 plays in a row for you, and then you tell me what it feels like from the perspective of an offensive lineman. Listen to this.
First and 10. It is a give inside, up the middle he goes. It is Jordan Howard, and he took it right up the gut for 18 yards. On second down, again it goes to Howard. Again he plunges up the middle. Boy, they can't shut him down. Again it goes to Howard, and again he moves the pile, and he moves up for another first down. And this time, handoff again to Howard. Breaks 2 tackles, 3 tackles, and runs for 14 more. 14 more. Jordan Howard is just knocking the Saints backwards. First and 10, do they come back to Howard again? 5 carries, 41 yards. That's more than 8 per pop. It goes to Howard again, and this time finally they shut him down, but he makes 5 more yards.
He's so strong that he's able to push people and help the big guys to push people around.
What's that like, Russ?
High school?
Really? I mean,
that is the best feeling you can have as an offensive lineman. While you were playing that, Angelo, I was picturing myself looking at the sideline and screaming, run it again, run it, do it again. I mean, when you're just knocking them back and getting 10 yards a clip, there's just no better feeling because you know you're dominating, they can't stop it. And the thing that gets you most frustrated as an offensive lineman is when the offensive play caller doesn't just keep doing it. You know, make them show they can stop it. Make them prove that you're not going to keep getting 10 yards every play. I remember that series vividly. That was amazing. That's another thing that you so rarely see in the NFL. And I don't mean, as long as these guys stay healthy, I don't really think there'll be teams, Angelo, that will do a good job of slowing them down a little bit more. But if Sirianni sticks with it, they've got, I mean, Landon Dickerson and Mailata are people movers. Lane Johnson's a freak. And I'm telling you, Angelo, Jason Kelce, he is a weapon in the running game. He can do things with his mobility that other centers can't do. And there, you know, you never say a lineman's a weapon. I'm telling you, man, Kelce is a weapon.
I love this stuff. All right. Now, Hurts is also a weapon as a runner. Does that make it harder for a defense to prepare for the run, knowing that he also can do it, so you got an extra thing to worry about? Is that a component in this situation?
It's a gigantic factor in both the run and the passing game. So in the running game, and you can see it, right? Every time out of the shotgun, when Hurts puts the ball in the running back's belly, the backside defensive end, he's not crashing down on the running back because he doesn't know for sure whether or not Hurts is going to pull it out of Howard's belly and take it around the corner. So he's necessarily, Angelo, going to be late to cover his backside gap. He can't really win. If he comes crashing down the running back, Hurts pulls it, takes it around the edge. If he waits for Hurts, he's late for Howard or Sanders, whoever, and it becomes an arm tackle. And even if he gets it, it's usually about 5 yards. But the thing I noticed that was even more notable, that I think everybody probably noticed, it's how the Saints were rushing Jalen Hurts. They were doing kind of a muddled rush, Angelo, which means they don't want to allow him to have seams. They don't want to allow him to be able to break contain. So they're not really rushing all out. They're not really doing everything possible to try to get pressure because they don't want to create a seam that he can run with. And even behind it, they're playing a lot of zone because they want the linebackers to have. Did you notice, guys, how many times Jalen Hurts had like 7 seconds to throw the ball? It's because the D linemen were taught we don't want him running. They're literally, Angelo, they're making Hurts prove he can beat them throwing from the pocket. They don't want him to run like he did to them last year. I don't know if teams will continue to play him like that, but that's what the Saints did, and he had forever a lot.
Jonesy, have you ever heard Russ Tucker this excited?
No, he's fired up.
When you're talking big men in the trenches,
oh jeez,
man right here, you're having the time of your life right now, Russ. You're back playing in the NFL this morning, aren't you?
I mean, Angelo,
he's feeling it. Listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Angelo, you know, we don't get to score touchdowns. People don't talk about us that much. And let's be honest, you know, when you're in college, not a lot of girls are blow-drying their hair looking to hang out with a 322-pound dude that night, right? So, you know, when we have times to shine or there's a girl like my wife that was staring at me, you got to go all in. You got to enjoy it and soak it up.
All right, I got one negative thing, only because I just blasted him. I want to get your thoughts. Can you name me one thing Jalen Reagor does well? Russ?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good with the ball in his hands in space. I think he's pretty good with the ball in his hands in space. They haven't done a great job of getting him the ball in his hands in space. It's a work in progress.
You mean like Mars?
Yeah. No, Uranus, though.
Jupiter.
Space is that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I saw him in space.
You know what? I'd like to see them give him a couple jet sweeps, like where he can just get the ball and run.
Right.
But, Angel, we're staying positive.
Man. I know, you're right. Let me get back
to the big men.
This is the last thing. Ross, how big an achievement would be in what we thought was a lost season if this Eagles team made the playoffs?
Well, it would be gigantic because it would make all the guys buy in even more than they already have into what Sirianni's doing. It would mean Jalen Hurts is the quarterback next year on the third-year minimum, which is amazing. And it would mean they could use those three first-round picks to take a playoff team to a Super Bowl contender.
Wow. Great answer. I got to go back one last thing. Because you said that when you played, you were 300 pounds, Ross? Something like that?
Yeah, I used to go to training camp between 320 and 325 and play like 315.
And your wife, that's when your wife fell in love with you?
Well, I actually met her senior year of college. It was a month before the draft, and I was like 310.
Yeah.
And here's the deal, Angelo. I'll just be honest, okay? When you're 310 pounds, a girl's either into that or they're not. It's really obvious. It's really, really obvious.
Really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would go up to girls, and I'm like, hey, how are you? I could tell right away, not happening. No interest whatsoever. I don't know if they were scared. I don't know what the deal was. But then my wife, I'm playing beer pong with my buddy at Bucknell, and my wife just keeps staring at me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I got one. I got one. I got a live one. I got one that likes the big guys.
Your wife is really going to love this conversation.
Ross, you're awesome. Ross, you're the best, man. Thank you, Ross.
Hey, before I forget.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
Yeah.
I am so appreciative of the opportunity to come on. Your audience, it's a big thing for everybody from Reading, especially you, Angelo. I know you're the one that kind of got it started. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
Wow, you proved today why we've done it. You're awesome, Ross. Thank you, buddy.
See you guys.
Ross.
That was awesome.
Did you know? I mean,
so
I know women got excited when you're an athlete because you're athletic, and normally that meant you're also pretty good looking and you're probably going to be rich. But she's saying sometimes just a really big guy, there's a certain segment of the population that likes that.
Well, you love a big man.
I do want to mention
there's songs.
That.
I like big backs or big, you know, whatever.
Well, we have a song coming up later in
we
the
do.
Hour. Well, I'm not really doing it. Conklin's doing it. I like big men. All right. But Russ Tucker was brought to you by First Trust Bank, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike is up next from Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I'm doing great. Mike, what's on your mind, pal?
First of all, I'd like to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Mike. Same to you.
Thank you. A little bit with Mulata. I'll tell you, I think he's growing every week. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed when he stood up when his quarterback got hit.
Yep.
People love that. They love that. He went over to that guy, and he basically warned him. Don't try that again. You don't shove my quarterback or you're dealing with me.
Yeah.
This city, Mike, does this city love that kind of stuff?
You know what? We had JP that did it, and then we had John Runyon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Runyon was the best at it. He was mean.
He was
experienced the best.
Yes. But I'm going to tell you something. This is my ladder. The longer he's here, the more I like him.
Oh, he's a lovable guy, that guy.
He's fun to talk about. He's fun to watch play. He's a great interview.
He blocked a guy with one hand.
And he's on the
flicked him.
Mike, on the field. He's the kind of smash mouth player we love.
Yeah, I agree.
Love it.
I have to ask you guys, how much of the play calling in the beginning do you think was on Howie?
I don't know. It's a great question. Because now I would bet anything that this is all Sirianni. There's no way on earth these guys are telling Sirianni to run the ball 50 times. Not a chance. Al, zero chance.
No, but he was I think he likes to throw the ball. I think it works now.
I don't think he likes it when he's winning this way.
Well, no.
You got to coach the players that you have.
That's what he's
the
learning.
The team that you have.
Exactly.
And this is the thing, Mike. Jonesy just said it. You got a coach who you got.
Yep.
You got an amazing run blocking line. And a quarterback who can run with the best. Why are you putting the ball up in the middle of the field when it's not your best option? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Exactly.
And he's not. And to his credit, Nick figured this out. It took him longer than it did us because we've been here longer. But I think he's on board now. And Mike, I'm going to tell you, they go in New York and they just knock the snot out of the Giants. The Giants are ready to crawl into a corner and die. You understand?
But that coach up there, my goodness.
They got so many problems now. The coach is openly letting them speculate that Jason Garrett stinks.
That's the best.
And we knew that 5 years ago, if not 10. Mike, give me a large guy.
Who have you said so far?
Joe L. List so far.
Runyon, Andre the Giant, and Shaq.
That's it? Oh, we got tons of big boys. Who you got?
Refrigerator Perry.
Great,
yes.
Great choice.
You know what I like about that, Mike? He was one of us for a while. And he was the most fun with the fridge. It's when they handed him the ball near the end zone.
Awesome.
He would not. Oh, my God. Nobody wanted to tackle him. He was minimum 350. And he could run. He was an athlete for a while. Yeah. Then now, Al, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Jeez, I wouldn't want to know now.
Yeah, he's probably really big. 215-592-9494. Lots more to do. We've got later in this hour, Al, I am going to attempt a rap. Involving big boys. And when we come back, let's do a little Sixer talk. Because you know something? They're a hell of a lot happier without Ben Simmons there. Ooh. I'll prove it to you when we come back. WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Peace Sports Time, 7:17. 7:24 is your time. If you're a Sixer fan, you're probably going nuts right now because no one's available. Al, it's hard to field the team right now.
Yeah.
Nobody
left from starting from last year.
I just got to say this one more time, just so you know my philosophy. I can't stand players who are never there to play. Right? And I'm talking again about Tobias Harris. How many problems has he had already this year? No. Now he's got had the COVID for a while and a different Now he's got a new problem. He can't play again. I mean, my God, for the money you're paying him, what? This is softness. Al, he is soft.
Well, COVID. I mean,
but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going on with that team, Al? Doc Rivers and the players are having fun with no stars. You realize that? They're having fun.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers comes out before the game. Now, the Stars are a dumpster fire, all right? So much so that they fired their coach, Luke Walton. They appointed his interim coach, Alvin Gentry.
Right.
But they're a mess anyway.
You know, right? They had a fan who vomited on the court the other day.
I saw that.
And that was a reaction to the way they played.
One would think, yes.
All right, but here's the thing. By the way, Rhea, you sound horrendous.
Thank you.
All right, just wanted you to know. So here's the thing, all right? So they're there, but Al, before the game, he doesn't even know who's playing.
Yeah.
He's got none of his starters.
None.
Doc says, we're going to win the game. Now, probably a reflection of the opponent, but still. And then they did. And they just took care of it. Maxey again, lead scorer, 24.
Drummond.
Get it done. Drummond, 23 rebounds. Wow. All right. And Doc, Jonesy, analyze this for me.
Yep.
Does Doc sound like he's having a good time? Listen.
Well, we said it before the game, we're going to win the game. I said, I don't know how, but we're going to figure it out as the game goes on. And then after the game, I mean, these type of wins, when you have them, are really enjoyable. They're such team wins. There was not one guy tonight. Like, it was so many guys that did so many little things. And when you have a team like ours that actually believes that they can win these games, it helps.
He's enjoying himself.
He's having a blast.
He is.
There's no more fun games to coach than ones that you don't have your stars playing in. And you find a way to win.
An easy coaching job.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're all coachable. They're not multi-billionaires.
No. Because in the NBA, he's hired to win a championship.
Yeah.
Now that pressure's off. It's just, play hard.
There is part of that.
Yeah,
so there is some of that.
He's going in. Yeah. He's got a national broadcaster, Barkley, who announces before that they're going to lose every game on the trip.
Yep.
And right. They've won.
They do win two. And that's, I think that is a tribute to Doc Rivers.
It is.
He's a very good coach.
Players. Yeah.
And he's getting to do what he was hired to do, coach.
Yeah.
Not to coddle, not to try to
placate. I disagree
with
you. I believe he was hired to coach star players.
That's fine.
And he couldn't.
He couldn't.
Well, look at Simmons. Look what happened.
I'm getting the Simmons. Comes out. Now, Jonesy, the next one, I'm trying to get him to analyze this. He understands clubhouse chemistry.
Yes.
He often tainted it with a flyer.
Taint is a very bad word.
All right, Jonesy. Now, Tyrese Maxey is emerging. In my estimation, he's already a better choice than Ben Simmons at the point guard.
100%.
No doubt in my mind.
Great athlete.
But tell me if Tyrese Maxey is describing what it's like to be on the team right now, and tell me if he misses Ben Simmons.
I think it's just our chemistry. We really like each other off the court. So when you like each other off the court, you know, hanging out with each other, talking on the plane, talking on the bus, you can persevere through anything. I mean, like when the times get hard, you don't separate, you come together. And I think that's one thing that we're gonna try to build on.
That is a direct shot at Ben Simmons.
Thank you. That's what
direct
I thought.
Direct shot
right?
at him because Ben had other plans. He wanted to run off with the Kardashians or whoever the
next
superstar model, whatever he was doing. These guys want to play basketball, have some fun together, hang out, grab a beer or beverage, whatever. That's what he's saying.
I was trying to analyze it because Embiid also is it there, but Embiid's a likable guy.
Yes.
Embiid blends with those guys.
Yeah,
that's not a problem.
No, it's not.
That is a reference directly to when Ben's here, we don't all love each other because that guy's a horse's ass.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, he's his own person.
That, right?
He's an individual. He's not a team member.
He's not a team
player. I'll take it one step further. I root harder for the Sixers when Ben is not there. Ben ruins it for me. Yeah. I don't like his demeanor. I don't like his style of play. And I damn well have never liked his attitude.
Yeah.
So that's out of So why would you ever contemplate bringing him back?
They should not.
You will mess with
move him. Yeah.
That team somehow has won two games on a trip with no players, right? What does that tell you? It tells you that they have character, but not when that jerk is there because you just heard Maxey say, this is fun. We're around. We like each other.
That's what that is
He's
about.
He's got to go.
Yes, he will go.
Thank you.
Sometime.
Who knows?
Not sure when.
Matt is on the line. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Mr. Sirianni quit listening on his bosses. That's what happened.
You think so? He doesn't come across as that kind of guy. But whatever he's doing now, they would have stopped him, Matt. They must let him be doing what he wants to do.
They needed to win games.
I guess. Because, Matt, they don't like this. Jeff Lurie does not like 50 runs in one game. I guarantee you that.
He's eye-rolling as we speak.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. I'm telling you, Matt, he's not happy. Matt.
How to be not happy?
Somehow we have lost Matt.
One of the hottest teams in the round.
Matt's gone. Let me try Alan next in Belmar. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Ange. Well, you just took great minds think alike. Because
talk to
you
me.
You just did all the Tyrese Maxey. I watched the game last night. He had a couple fouls early. You could see their offense slow down. But the morale factor with that team, and if they ever get healthy, they're going to have a great bench because that George Niang, he really does a job, and we didn't know that as good a player as he was, and Drummond doing his job. It's just a pleasure to watch. And they were down like 10 going in, near the last quarter, and then Maxey took over, and he's fearless. I mean, he goes to the basket. He, for a young man that just turned 21, he's improved in every phase of his game.
And he's got a great attitude, and he makes it fun to watch the team. Do you enjoy it as much when Ben is playing, Alan?
Ben who?
There it is. There it is. No, honestly, Alan, they're all trying to say publicly, we enjoy it more with him not part of this.
No doubt about it.
He's hurting our enjoyment of the game, and frankly, if you're having a good time, you're going to win more. I know that. It's more fun.
Yeah, well, look at what's happened
right
in the city. You have gone from Hurts and from Wentz and Simmons to Hurts and Maxey.
Yeah,
and your attitude is just so much better.
Great point, Al. Al, sometimes it's more than just good players. You need good people.
Yeah,
and these are good people. They're more fun to root for. Alan, what do you think? Now we're going to get. I'm guessing Embiid by the weekend. Because Embiid, they're saying, is working with the team again.
Yeah, he always comes back and struggles.
No, but he's going to have conditioning.
Yeah.
Would you think?
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
I would think
hope.
It might take another week to 10 days for him to be back up to speed. But Simmons, Allen, I don't want to see him anymore. Ever.
Well, I'd be glad if you never mentioned his name again, to be honest with you, but that's fine. You know, whatever. I know you have to, but.
FCC is telling me I must mention Simmons every show.
Yeah.
It's required.
Right. We could do like the lady on TV the other day. But anyhow, I wanted to mention when you mentioned Haystacks Calhoun back.
You remember him?
He used to come into a couple of watering holes over in Belmar and County from New Jersey. And him and two guys, you remember the two guys, if you remember the old wrestling? Toro Tanaka and Mr. Fuji.
Mr. Fuji.
Those guys. And sometimes they would have three-man tag team matches.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that Toro Tanaka was the one who played Odd Job in the Bond movie Goldfinger. I wouldn't bet on it, but I think it might have been.
All right, so, Alan, name me a big man in sports.
Well, I'll tell you, my three were taken, but all the way, and so I won a prize about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So I just want to, but let me just say this: Mailata could be like Refrigerator Perry when he used to. They used to put him in a goal line situations and let him just run over people in the middle to get that last yard.
You're right.
Imagine him in rugby.
Ball. Yep.
I've seen video of him running with the ball in rugby. He's amazing.
Can you imagine?
No, I would not rule that out at all.
We got to use him.
But I would like to believe that I would be using my human battering ram, Jordan Howard, if he ever stays healthy. He's another guy's always hurt.
What's the update on him? Anything?
He's probably going to miss Sunday.
Knee sprain probably out Sunday.
No.
So that what they'll do is they'll activate Gainwell, and Gainwell will be the third guy.
You know who kills the Giants all the time?
Boston Scott. Boston Scott will. But I love Jordan Howard.
I thought it was Joe Judge.
Well.
I'll say this,
he's killing him, Al.
Jordan Howard is another guy who's constantly injured all the time. Tracy's up from Atlanta. Hi, Trace.
Good morning.
How are you, sweetie? What's happening?
I am fantastic. Eagles win, Cowboys lose. Great.
I'm with you. I got to keep going, though. Now I'm getting nervous because we're a good team again, and now we have to win. The pressure's back on.
Look, the flowers are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, you know, took him a minute to come around, but he came around, and, you know, he never lost the team.
I got to be honest with you, Tracy. I'm really glad that I didn't fall into the trap of mocking him when he said that stuff about the flowers.
Good job.
Some other talk show host, Al, they went way too far with the flower thing. I showed tremendous restraint throughout that situation.
I think that guy's names had the initials AC.
No, I got to be honest with you.
We killed him.
If there's any tapes left of those flower shows, could we get rid of those?
Anyway, Trace, so what do you think now? Sunday in, I got to start talking about the next game. We're only here through Wednesday because of Thanksgiving. What do you think Sunday in the Meadowlands?
Oh, I think that team is a mess. That team is a dumpster fire. So we should be just fine. And I love the fact that we are playing to our strengths now. We are running the ball, which is what we should have been doing the whole time. And it's not just because of Hurts. It's the team is structured for the run. Your offensive line is better at run blocking. You have great running backs. Your receiving core, you got, you know, Devontae and a few other guys. And, you know, I don't even want to talk about Rager. He can't track a ball on a punt or a kickoff and can't remember. He seems to run toward defenders on his routes. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So, I don't know what's going on with
Trace,
that.
I got to ask you a question. If I'm over the line, you know, I email you all the time. You just tell me. You don't have to answer this. All right? I just... Russ Tucker was on earlier, and he was talking about his wife. And he said that his wife, the minute he met her, he could tell that she liked really big guys.
She was eyeing him up there.
Right? Is that common, Tracy? Do a lot of women like big? I mean, I'm talking 323. These are big, big men. Do a lot of women like that, or is that an acquired taste?
You know, I don't know, but you know what it is for me? Initially it might be what someone looks like, but if you can look great and you just have a nasty attitude or you're, you know, all, you know, conceited or whatever, and all of a sudden you're very unattractive. And I could look at you and might not be attractive as a person. You have a great personality. You have a great sense of humor. All of a sudden you become more attractive. So it's all about the type of person that you are.
I got to tell you what was just happening there, Trace, because that was great what you were saying. Jonesy was pointing at me when you were saying unattractive.
No, just because your attitude makes
My attitude is
you're
great.
You're actually a handsome
what
man.
What are you talking about, my attitude, jackass? My attitude has never been more positive.
Correct.
Tracy, do you have a large man?
Yeah, most of them were taken, but no one took Boban Marjanovic.
Oh,
I love him.
Okay. Get Boban on there. That's a good one. Listen, guys, most of mine were taken. We got coaches on here.
Mm-hmm. It's a big list.
We've got icons, the highest of the icons. Al, there's a ton of baseball players.
God. Yeah, because they look fat because of their stupid outfits.
There's some hockey players, and Josie's the judge.
Yeah.
Hello? Hockey players? This is a cross section. We got people who are in announcing. These are large human beings. What so far has been named, Al?
So far, you have Boban, you have Mailata, you have a refrigerator, Perry, Shaq, Andre the Giant, and John Runyon.
Lots to go. Five prizes today. 215-592-9494. Jonesy, say it. What do you want next?
I want to hear from the coach.
The coach's speech after the win. Nick Sirianni gives his speech a week about.
I'm ready.
I am not going to cringe at any point. Jonesy May, WIP Sports Time, 7:38.
And make this Thanksgiving a refer a friendsgiving with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Give and get $100 in site credit when you invite friends to join America's number one sportsbook. Offer ends Thanksgiving Day, so don't miss out on FanDuel's biggest refer a friend offer ever. Share your exclusive referral link right from the sportsbook app. Once your friend places any bet of $10 or more, you're both going to get a $100 bonus. Now, how great is that? Hey, you can bet on more than 17 sports. You can get the action on live betting, odds boost, everything. It's all there. Get your winnings in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel's Refer a Friendsgiving comes just in time for a full day of Thanksgiving NFL football. And why not start it up by placing a little wager against the Dallas Cowboys? That'd be pretty nice. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official partner of 94 WIP. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today using the promo code AL to also get 30-1 odds on any team to win on Thanksgiving Day. Share more than stuffing this Thanksgiving. Head over to FanDuel's app and invite your friends.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Today.
All right, we are back at 7:44. We're going to do this Nick Sirianni speech in a second because Jonesy's got a lot of philosophical thoughts about post-game speeches. quite a lot on that in the last couple of minutes. But first, here's Ava Gray with an update on our question of the day.
All right, WIP Morning Show Twitter question. What grade do you give Nick Sirianni so far for his rookie season as Eagles head coach? 51%. B.
B. Dan
Boyd.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
43% C.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They heard the speech.
And then it's tied 3-3, A, DF.
They still got 3% DF?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, come on. He's 5-6 in a season no one thought they were doing it.
Yeah. No. He's doing well.
That's really a hard grader there. All right, Jonesy, you get to grade his speech. Now, you are by nature not a huge fan of the actual post-game speech.
No, and I'm less of a fan of it now that it's actually taped.
Right.
And there's people videoing it, and there's, you know, it becomes accessible to other people. I always think there's an element of acting that goes into that.
There is. All right.
I don't think it's as pure as it used to be.
Is it even as more? I mean, they didn't tape them.
No,
when you
they
went,
didn't.
Right?
So those were different than what you would put on tape.
So he knows this is going public.
Yes, in fairness to him, he knows it's going to public. I would have a difficult time with that myself.
Well, then, knowing that, let's listen closely as Nick addresses his team after a big victory.
Yeah. Oh. Guys, great team win right there. Offense, 244 yards rushing.
Yeah.
I'm what used to be the number one rush defense in the NFL. Yeah. Defense! We stopped that run all day. Great job. Hey, that's our identity. That's our identity. It's not about the plays. It's not about the defenses we call. It's about us being mean and nasty, being together, right? Being together, all right? And that's what's going to help us take us through. Hey, we're nasty. We are nasty. We got a division game next. We got a division game next. And guys, I was close. And I really wanted to see you guys tomorrow. But we're going to stick with what works. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.
I would have cheered for that, though. I would have cheered for Dan.
Here's the thing. All right. I personally love the message that we're nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they nasty? They are.
Yeah. They're playing nasty football. They're running people over, and they're doing a great job with that. Yes.
So did you enjoy the speech?
It wasn't terrible.
Hey, we're nasty.
Hold on. Jalen Hurts gave his own speech. I won't play it all because he had the same theme, but it sounds different. Jalen's a laid-back guy. Here's a little bit of his.
We always knew what type of team we can be, man. Coach said the best just now. Identity. Not running that, not stopping the pass, not doing none of this. It's being nasty. Going out there and playing physical. Controlling everything. Everything we do.
Nasty, Al. I love it.
There you go.
Hey, we're nasty.
That's the big boy thing. That's you're good. Yeah, let's go. Back. Back. Those are big boys.
Mm. Yeah.
You understand what's going on there? Those are big boys. So do I have my rap ready? I got a rap. I like the boys big. I like them strong. And yes. I like them nasty.
Oh, my God. Look at that huge lineman.
I like big men, and I cannot lie. I like them sweaty and oversized. When a back hits the hole with an itty-bitty waist, put a fat man in their face, they get sprung. Don't like them too buff, like them big and overstuffed. busting out of the pants he's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Big fella, don't want to get with you. You ain't broke, won't fix you. My wife, she tried to warn me. This fetish I got makes me so corny.
Ooh.
An encounter with a 350-pounder. Watch Maya, Lada, blow him up like a cheap pinata. I want a big blocker, a fat slobber knocker. Forget about Manscaped. I want to see a guy get pancaked. I'm tired of magazines saying whiteouts are the thing. Take the average fan and ask him that. I like him big and fat. So, fellas, yeah. Fellas, yeah. My alignment big and fat?
Hell yeah.
Tell him to shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that sloppy flab.
What I like, see Joe Conklin.
Nice piece of flab, do you?
See, what is that?
I like smash mouth football.
I like big men.
All right. See Joe Conklin perform at Special Needs Athletes at Council Rock High School North in Newtown on Sunday, December 5th. Christmas music with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Fox Chase Champions, athletes helping athletes. Go to JoeConklin.com. Nice. Mike's on the line, and he likes him big, too. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Angela, how you doing?
I'm happy we're going to the playoffs, Mike.
Woo! I love it. And you know what? I love that clip you played in the morning with Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
He has been such a bright shine. I'm so proud of him, too. Just his career was going nowhere, and then we brought him back again, and he's just killing it. But here's the problem. This morning I woke up, and I pay for a service that gives me updates, and they're telling me Jordan Howard is not playing on Sunday because he is hurt.
Yeah, he's doubtful knee sprain.
Yeah,
could be a week or two with the bye coming up. They may even let him sit for two. This is the problem with him, Mike. He's always hurt.
Up by 14. Who are you giving the ball to?
I'm giving the ball to Boston Scott most of the time because he kills the Giants. I got to figure it out, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't trust Sanders. Don't trust him. And Gainwell is a third down guy to swing the ball out to.
I think Howard's changed the entire complexion.
I know, but then he gets hurt.
Huge loss.
Why do you think the Eagles got in trouble? They lost Slay and Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Now Slay is more likely to play than Howard.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to be fine.
Right, which is more than we could say for you.
It's true.
Rhea, do you need somebody to do the updates? Because
we took care of it this morning. Not that you're paying attention. I taped them before the show in case it kept going south.
And it did.
Yes.
All right, Mike, do you have a big boy?
I do, but one more thing. Just so you know, Sean Payton might not be that smart because he just signed Taysom Hill to a 4-year, $80 million deal for what is his third-string quarterback.
All right. Incredible.
Anyway. I'm glad you brought him up. I got something I'm going to play in a second here. Mike, if you would, please give me a big boy.
Okay, he's not as big as Andre the Giant, but I am a closet wrestling fan. Big Show, Paul Wright.
Oh, big Show is on the list. Stay right there. All right, so, Al, I was ripping the journalists of New Orleans before.
Right.
They still have never asked Sean Payton why he went for the field goal.
Yeah.
But we did get something revealing when Ava went back to listen to a news conference yesterday. And this is a great lesson for Nick Sirianni. So Sean Payton is asked, the hell? You get the best run defense in football. You gave up 242 yards. What were they doing? What happened? Here's the question. The exact question is, the running game, why was it so effective? Listen to the answer.
No trouble.
They stuck with it.
Patient.
Do you understand? They stuck with it. They only had 5 yards after the first four carries.
Yep.
And everybody went, he's bailing. He's going to start throwing. He didn't.
Yeah.
He kept pounding it, and here came the holes opening up, and he wasn't intimidated by the fact that that was the best run defense.
Yeah, and you're at home, too, where there's more pressure to make it happen.
They've done it now against the best run defense and the worst run defense and everything in between. So now you know what works. This isn't hard to put together a game plan against the Giants.
No.
Pound the ball. Just get behind 1,600 pounds of American lard and run. That's how
it
much
works.
Al, they're 300 pounds or so from a ton.
Oh, is that it?
And you know what? This game's after Thanksgiving, so that's another 100 pounds. These boys are going to eat. I guarantee you that. Oh, on the line with us, Al. Is the same former Congressman Bob Brady. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Angela. How are you, buddy?
Bob, you like that running game?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think he listened to you. You've been harping on it all year. And then it finally started running, and now You know what that does for the linemen? It lets the linemen shoot out instead of get pushed back. When they pass, they got to keep. They get hit. When they run, the linemen can hit them. And it loosens everything up. And just like you said, it does. It opens up the passing game, too.
Yeah. Bob, did you ever play football? You seem like a guy who played football.
I played the semi-pro in the sand lot, you know, when that was popular. I can't walk in the morning. My knees, everything hurts.
What position did you play, Bob?
I was a linebacker. Not that good, but I was there. Well, I was all right, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, but, you know what? Yeah. We kind of phased those out until recently. But now they're using good linebackers again. It's starting to come back around.
There's no more sand lot, nothing. You know, but, you know, hey, we're in our own destiny. We run the table, maybe except for one, and we're right in it. You know, we're right in it. We play all our guys, you know, the ones we got to beat, the Giants, the Redskins, and Dallas, and we got a shot. You know, it feels good, though. It feels good.
Bob, what do you think of Hurts?
I think he's doing well. I mean, really, really well. I wasn't a big Hurts guy, you know, because I didn't like the way he kept missing his receivers and maybe not getting the second or third guy, but he's making up for it. When he can't get the second or third guy on his reads, he winds up running the ball, and he reminds me of Vic a little bit. You know, he's doing well. He stays healthy running the ball, though. But he's learning how he slides. Michael never slid. He slides, which is good.
Bob, do you miss politics?
Not at all. I'm still the chairman of the party, the Democratic Party.
No, I know, being in the trenches, fighting it out out there in Washington, no?
You know the problem? We're fighting each other. It's internal. The Democrats are fighting Democrats. We're supposed to be in opposition to Republicans, but it's their own people. Pelosi's going crazy. She can't get her own people to get on board, which is totally ridiculous. The Seminoles and the Manchins, they're a disgrace.
Well, then I think you need to go back. You were always the guy that bridged those gaps, weren't you, Bob?
No, I'm fine, Angelo. I thought you liked me. You don't want to push me back.
No,
there.
No. I'm just saying you were an independent, honest voice. We need people like that.
Well, I still talk to Pelosi. She calls me like once or twice a month. I still talk to him, you know, and I talk to my guys. I'm going down Monday night to see them, you know, but. Hey, you know, it's a disgrace. And you know who suffers? The American people are suffering.
Right.
We know that we have opposition. Republicans, they're not the enemy. They're our opposition. But we're fighting amongst ourselves.
The Democrats are like, and
the Republicans sit back laughing. We're going to have some upsets, some changes in the next election. And
right,
it's because of us.
Well, I got to tell you something, Bob. We miss you. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And please stay vocal. We need people like you running things.
You too. You keep staying vocal. God bless you and God bless your family and enjoy yourself. Good healthy. Stay healthy, you guys. Most important, stay healthy. God bless.
The great Congressman Bob Brady. Bob, not enough like him anymore. Now everybody aligns and then locks in.
Well, he'll end up in the national news today.
What? For that?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Did you actually listen to what he said?
Probably. I might have missed
it. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Pelosi calls him twice a month?
I'll explain it to you during the break.
All right. You better write it down. I can't really hear your voice anymore.
I'm Canadian.
215.
Good answer.
When we return, we are going to be talking to the man. You want a guy who knows line play, Al?
Yes.
How about Brian Baldinger?
Oh, yes.
He's next. WIP Sports Time at 7:57. I love talking about champs because we don't have that many. Every once in a while, somebody wins a championship. The forklift industry, it's not an issue. Every year, it's a dynasty going on right now at MHS Lift. Andy and Brett Levin, they run it, they own it, and they're phenomenal at it. You know why? They realize you got to put together a team. You got to all work together. You got to help each other out. And that's how they won the 2020 Crown Pioneer and Summit Awards. That's how they won the 2020 Unicarries Premier Dealer Award. And that's how they were named 2020's Best Place to Work Award, because they get it. They understand how important it is to treat their workers right. And that's why they want you to work there next. That's right. They need technicians. They're ready to train you. You just got to go online at mhslift.com. Click on careers. You can apply online for a job now, but it's not really a job. It's a career. And MHS Lift is a company that's going to treat you with respect. They're going to value your contributions. They are the people you want to work for. And if you're out there looking for newer pre-owned warehouse equipment, a warehouse assessment, or the equipment needs repairs and maintenance, you can't do better than the winning team at MHS Lift. 888-MHS-LIFT online, mhslift.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.